Thanks for staying, ladies and gentlemen. Head coach of Canada, Benito Floro. After the drawn result, they exit the competition. We'll take it away. First questions. Hands in the air, please. State your organization you're representing. Go.
John Molinaro, Sportsnet. Benito, obviously it's a disappointment not going through to the next round. Can you evaluate the team's overall performance over the three games and the progress it's made since you've taken over as coach?
I understand for you and for us and for everyone
it's a disappointment
because always we want to win and to go through, no? But if we make a balance between the individual quality of our players, our level of competition, I think we must be pro about that, our players, no? Because we finish this group because 1 minute with only two points, and we can imagine that if we equal with Jamaica, now we have 3 points, and the level of Jamaica and Costa Rica is really better than our level, no? So in my opinion, it is true, it's not to be happy with the result, but to be happy with the performance of the players, because he has played a limit, he has played fighting a lot, and with two questions very, very positive for us. During all the minutes of the games, our team start to keep the formation, what allow us to rectify immediately, because we commit a lot of mistakes, you know, with the ball or the pressing and so on. But the good positioning allow us to grow step by step, but to grow. I think I say the same at the beginning, no? The World Cup, our aim was to go through as long as it was possible, no? Because we need to play a lot official games. We know perfectly that this World Cup for me and for my staff was a test, a real test, and we considered that the test would be correct, not negative, more positive than negative, what means we are in the correct way to prepare the eliminatory of September, what is for us the most important.
Coach Neil Davidson from the Canadian Press. Do you think you have the depth of talent to get to the level of teams like Costa Rica and Jamaica? You say we're not as good as them. Do we have the talent to get there?
I would like to answer correctly because I appreciate a lot our 23 players, no? But you must consider at this moment that there are in this game, especially in this game and in Jamaica, similar, we have in a possible lineup, we have 6 players, important player out. Speaking about Milan, speaking about Tiva, speaking about Henry, speaking about Will, speaking about now Nick, speaking about I consider that one of them doesn't matter, but six important players means our level reduce the condition, no, the possibility. But it's for that we play against the best Costa Rica and the best Jamaica. Jamaica came from play the South America or America Cup, no? So they are in a good rhythm. Majority of our players came here without no physical condition, because his club stopped in June, May, so it is another question. But I realize our players are in a good way to increase step by step. Why? Because the skill is good, but not enough. Why? Because in our team there is not an spirit to dribble. So if we realize, for example, San Salvador is a very good team, but 11 players from the full back, center back, midfield center, all of them dribble. And that a dribble destroy your system, your defensive system. So we need to make a big effort to. So I think we are on the way, no? We are working a lot because our conditions are very, very difficult. Majority of our players are not started in the three clubs, who play Canadian clubs who play in the MLS, no? And several of them play in Europe, sometimes as a starter, sometimes no. So it means there is a rhythm of play different between us and the other teams in CONCACAF, because majority of them or all of them have a league in his country or they are playing outside as a starter, no? But I consider it is a good performance, or it is a good level considering our condition, not skill condition, tactical experience condition, and we need to continue, because if not, okay.
Right here.
Mister Nelson Pérez de Univision. Por momentos el equipo dominó a Costa Rica, el equipo que viene de hacer cuartos de final en la Copa del Mundo. ¿Es esto lo que está buscando? Y se piensa que por parte la lluvia afectó a ambos equipos a no poder desplegar el mejor juego.
Luego tienes que traducir tú. Vamos a ver. Costa Rica tiene un nivel de juego superior al nuestro, es evidente. Físicamente, técnicamente, tácticamente, ellos saben cuándo tienen que apretar, cuándo no, individual y colectivamente. Ellos saben regatear, eso saben cambiar de frente mucho, de un lado a otro, y eso destroza mucho el sistema defensivo. O sea, es un nivel superior, eso es una realidad. Pero, lo mismo que Jamaica. Pero, bueno, esos partidos, uno se perdió en el minuto 92 y otro se empató ahora, y ambos se pudieron ganar porque oportunidades tuvimos para hacer gol. Es cierto que los rivales también tuvieron más que nosotros, pero nosotros las tuvimos y el fútbol es así. Pero lo que es evidente es que en esos dos partidos contra esos dos grandes equipos, nuestro equipo mantuvo 92 minutos de juego constante, corrigiendo errores, porque más te gasta energía. Entonces yo considero que es esperanzador, que tiene visos de ir a más, y sopesando que nos faltan 5 o 6 titulares importantes. Eso es muy hecho.
We'll allow 5 more questions. We'll start here. I have all of you. I have all.
Coach, you mentioned being proud of the quality of individual play that you saw. Specifically, who would you say you were most proud of or saw grow?
Mencionaste que estabas orgulloso de los jugadores. ¿De qué jugador específicamente más estás orgulloso por el juego que te quedó?
Sorry, I don't like to nominate man or to say this player, because it's I don't like the jugador o no. ¿Cómo se dice?
Golden player.
Golden player.
The special player.
It's a collective game. is necessary is to think always in a team, not in a special player. I would like, if you allow me, or all of you, this afternoon I made an interview, a Spanish interview, a radio, no? And the first question was, what is happening, Benito? The opinion is your team is very defensive. I respect a lot, always, in my life, I respect a lot the opinion, the media, especially media, because I respect, this is a... But sometimes it's necessary to back up the opinion. We play in the last 1 year and a half, we have played maybe 12, 14 players, games. Only 3 here in Toronto. The rest outside, away, no? And we have scored 17 goals and conserved only 6 or 7. It's impossible, no? And the opponent was all the... if we leave Puerto Rico, the rest of the team with a very good ranking, FIFA and CONCACAF. We consider we play against Czech, against Moldova, against Slovenia, against Bulgaria, against Iceland, yeah, Iceland, against Panama, in Panama, against
Colombia.
Everything. We play against a very good teams and have scored 17 goals and conserved only 6 or 7. It's impossible, no? If we realize that our team doesn't have a very good skill, it's difficult to do. If we leave, for example, Arras, there is no player in our team who is capable of to dribble. So if we balance all of that, I respect the opinions, but I consider we need to help or to support what the players are doing now, because it is very important for us to have a good feeling that we are working a lot in a good sense, no? It's
PJ?
VJ Settler, CanadaSoccer.com. With no goals in this tournament, how do you keep the players not motivated, but their spirits high and mentally strong as the team enters the round three of the World Cup qualifiers in August and September?
A pesar de que no se hicieron goles en este torneo, ¿cómo mantienes el espíritu de los jugadores y de que siguen preparados para lo que viene, para la serie de torneo?
Sometimes to answer the question is very difficult for a coach who loves a lot players, no? But it's necessary to answer, and I can tell you, if we have chance of goal, we don't score goal, means that our level of finalization,
yeah,
is not
finishing
is not very good. But step by step, what matters now is to create the chance of goal. And we realize that our team play all the games without any fear, because we are convinced that making a good pressing, touching the ball back, for example, at this moment you realize the game in the second half, 10 minutes after the start of the second half, we change the style of play, no? We change to 50-50. Why? Because we need to finish the game winning or equal, not losing the game, no? But in the first half, we try to combine with that, but the level is not enough to dominate and to win clearly a Costa Rica, no? But I believe that this is not our style, no? Our still, no? We need to test that. But for achieving that, it's necessary players make an paso adelante.
take a step forward.
Because we need to, for example, to send the ball and not remind, you know, continue. Because if the ball is coming, you are close to the player to make a press, you know. And this is an special level, you know. I think I am happy with them because I know from the first game up to now, they are in continued progress. Not very big progress, but enough progress to trust them and all the players.
Nicholas.
You mentioned that your defense has been strong. You mentioned your goal scoring record. You certainly, even with the injuries, have players who are producing with their clubs. Do you see any scenario in which perhaps you could have opened it up more and allowed your team to attack, knowing you needed a goal, even in a goal draw, to have any chance of moving forward?
Hablaste de que defensivamente estamos bien y que pero que hicimos muchos goles. Pensar que tal vez en el partido de hoy tendrías que haber sido un poquito más ofensivo y abrirlo más en el partido para, sabiendo que teníamos ganas.
I hope you understand me. Don't think I am opposite of your opinion. No, I respect a lot. But in a team, there are two situations, defensively and offensively. This is a usual question, no? To be offensive or to be defensive, no? During a game, you must defend and you must offense, no? To be offensive.
Risk,
no?
To risk. More risk.
But step by step. What matter is how many chance of goal do you have with a formation, how many you don't have. Because for example, if we say, I think you can two forward mean two midfield center and two winger, and these two midfield center might be power. With a good skill, with a good physical condition, and forward must be one of them. Must be striker, absolutely a striker, no? And the other helping to the team to create the chance of goal. And this is in our team. There are not this kind of player. We need to create a structure, a collective structure from the goalkeeper to the forward. And is that I am happy with my player because this formation or this balance allow us to maintain during 90 minutes or 93 minutes a very good rhythm, not only to prevent the opponent actions, if not to resolve our mistakes, our back control, our back pass, our back pressing, and immediately we can realize something very important for all of you. How is possible a team, as our team now, with majority of players with in holidays in this club, the rest they are not static with another, they don't have a good rhythm. How is possible that you realize, I hope you agree with me, the last 10 minutes against Salvador, we dominate. The before 10 minutes before the goal of Jamaica, we were balanced, with a very good, very bad weather, hot for us, no? And today it's the same in the second half. The last 20 minutes, you know, what is possible if we don't have a good, very good physical level? Because they are building the first step is to maintain the formation, and it is not a question to change because it's not the same to change with two forward and one forward in the center and two and to play with a winger who is second forward when the ball is on the other side. So it's a little different, no? But it's the same. What matters is to arrive with a lot of players to the opponent box, not the formation you can throw in the black hole.
Here, purple shirt.
José del Valle de ESPN. Profe, la Copa América, la Eurocopa siempre se utilizan como referencia, tomando en cuenta que usted conoce esas dos competencias muy bien y ahora le toca dirigir en esta Copa Oro. ¿En qué aspectos tiene que mejorar el fútbol de la CONCACAF? ¿Desde lo táctico, desde lo técnico, desde lo estratégico? ¿En dónde es donde más tiene que trabajar la CONCACAF para acercarse al nivel que vemos en una Eurocopa o en una Copa América?
A ver, los equipos, y no es porque yo una gran parte de mi vida importante, de mis sentimientos, sea el hallado de Monterrey, pero Monterrey ha jugado dos mundialitos o tres, no recuerdo con exactitud. Es decir, CONCACAF tiene un buen nivel de juego, y en Canadá hay buen nivel de juego en los chavales jóvenes, pero luego no hay liga mayor y se pierden. Entonces yo creo que no tiene nada que envidiar la CONCACAF, el nivel de juego de la CONCACAF en cuanto a buenas formaciones, a buena idea de juego. Para mí, por ejemplo, Costa Rica hoy la primera parte ha jugado muy bien, muy bien, y Jamaica, cuando vio que el partido lo perdía, se puso a jugar muy bien porque tiene gente muy buena. Entonces yo considero que hay, incluso el otro día vi jugar a Haití y me gustó. O sea, tiene un nivel francamente bueno, no tiene por qué envidiar nada de Europa, absolutamente nada.
Yep.
Kevin Lang, Kevin Lang, Soccer News. Outside of the result of this tournament, what can you bring to the qualifiers this fall? What positive can you take out of those three games?
Ya pasó, y a pesar de eso, para la clasificación al mundial, ¿qué le puede cambiar? ¿Qué le va a hacer de positivo?
Para nosotros, for us, it has been a very, very good experience. Very good. Because we have maintained 67% of the lineup. So we use the other player to chain. And the performance, in my opinion, considering the level, is very good. It's very good. We have not lack to score one goal or two goals, but we have chance of goal, no? In Salvador, Larín, and others. So I consider that for September eliminatory, this World Cup has must be very good, but there is a condition. From now to September, our player must be continue working a lot physically and tactically in the clubs. This is very, very important, because if not, if they stop a little the rhythm, for example, Eddie, the first game was tired. The second and the third, and a lot. We meet the GPs.
GPS.
Maratoniano.
Yeah.
So, no, it's true. What means that we need to play a lot of games. We need to play a lot of games.
David is the last player here, so if you guys want to have a question for David, please go ahead. Kevin.
David, considering Canada's 2013 campaign, what is the sense of disappointment right now among the Canadian team, and how do you pick yourselves up from this?
I think it's quite a somber dressing room, obviously, not going through, because we came in here quite confident about proceeding to the next round. In terms of comparing it to 2013, I don't think there's any comparison. The way we performed, obviously points are the same, but the way we performed and the way we went about our business this campaign was completely different. We obviously effort 110% guaranteed from us, we're that type of team, but we showed that bit more quality, and we did have chances. We'll watch it back, and we had chances to win. I mean, it takes one goal and we could be going through. It's tough to take, it's tough to swallow, because I feel like I'm sitting here saying that a lot, but I'm really proud of everyone in that dressing room, and we're all proud of ourselves, the effort we've given and the performances.
Over here, gray shirt. Just two more questions. Black shirt after the gray shirt, and then this gentleman here, and then we're done.
Muy buenas noches, Domenico Floro, Manuel Herrera, Luis Sánchez, Radio Sequin, de Montreal. usted bien ha dicho que paso a paso se tiene que ir haciendo esta selección. Es lógico el análisis todo el equipo, de atrás para adelante. Se ha visto muy aplicado en la parte defensiva, pero hay una sequía de gol. En la parte ofensiva hay mucho, mucho que trabajar. ¿Cómo se piensa hacer ese trabajo de cara a la eliminatoria? ¿Y qué identidad usted buscaría darle al fútbol canadiense que aún no se ve, todavía una identidad técnica como hay países como puede ser Costa Rica, por citar algunos países? Entonces, ¿qué perfil estaría usted buscando en su gestión como técnico para Canadá?
A ver, nosotros no tenemos ninguna posibilidad de entrenar todos los días. Solo podemos utilizar los días FIFA para incrementar nuestro nivel de juego. Entonces, necesitamos que este tipo de competición por lo menos nos dé 3 partidos, que significan otros 6 días de entrenamiento, estos partidos para coger experiencia, ¿de acuerdo? Y luego ya utilizar los días FIFA que nos den. Si ganamos en septiembre, la eliminatoria para nosotros será muy importante, no solo porque pasamos, sino porque nos permite jugar los grupos. En los grupos ya jugaremos muchos más partidos y ya podremos equilibrar mucho nuestro balance, nuestro nivel, ¿no? Pero el único camino que tiene Canadá para mejorar bien, el único o los dos únicos que tiene para mejorar bien, es que tenga una liga propia de primera y de segunda división. Eso es lo primero, lo más importante. Y lo segundo, que es que estamos en camino, a ver si lo logramos, es que todos los equipos jueguen como el primer equipo, para que los chicos lleguen ya aprendidos a lo que tienen que hacer en el primer equipo.
Could we get a translation of that?
Sure. You translate. You pull the microphone.
If I remember. So basically, the question was how will Benito give Canada an identity and a style of play? What is he working on to make it happen? And Benito says that, you know, it's very difficult because we only get the FIFA days to work with the team, with the players. And that's why tournaments like this one are so important, because there are 2 competitive games and a few days practicing and training with the players. So that is what we need. We need more of that. If we go through in the next qualification round, which are 2 games, home and away, if we go through that, then we're part of the group. The next round is a group, so a lot, many more games, which are gonna improve our team much better. He's also looking into hoping that Canada, what we really need is a professional league with a second division, and the next step is to get all our youth national teams playing the same way as the first team, so when they come up and when they experience the playing time with the first team, then they know what to do.
Jersey.
Please allow me. I forgot to say something. Salvador 0, Canada 0. Jamaica 1, Canada 0. 1 in the last minute. Costa Rica 0, Canada 0. Why? The question is, Canada is defensive. Why not? Why not Jamaica? Why not Salvador? Why not Costa Rica?
I don't think the question is why is Canada defensive, it's why isn't Canada scoring. That's really sort of...
Why not Jamaica with all of those... toda esa cantidad de buenos futbolistas que tiene.
With all those players, top players that they have, good quality players, the same as Costa Rica.
Tampoco consiguieron goles.
And they haven't scored either against us.
Well, and fair play, but at the end of the day, you're not scoring goals, and you have to score to win. So that's the issue.
Sí, es verdad, dice, pero el problema aquí es que nosotros no hacemos goles.
Pero ellos tampoco los hicieron.
They didn't score either.
Good job. Good job.
Estamos, we are talking about ranking FIFA de Jamaica, ranking FIFA de Costa Rica. It's difficult because both teams develop a very good pressing.
Over here?
Very good pressing.
Sorry, over here?
Sorry.
Buenas noches, señor Floro. Carlos Messina para Sikin de Montreal.
Perdón.
Carlos Messina para Sikin de Montreal. Quería hacer una pregunta. Sabemos que el trabajo suyo es a largo plazo y que hay muchos inconvenientes, pero todos, como usted dijo, hay muchos, todos los equipos muy parejos, es un gol de diferencia. Con todo respeto, quería preguntarle el cambio que hizo en el minuto 81 cuando sacó Osorio y puso Dino, que es un medio más de contención y Osorio es un medio más de ataque. Estábamos buscando un gol y pasamos a un mediocampista más de contención, digamos. ¿Usted me puede decir qué indicaciones o cuál fue el cambio realmente que usted intentó, la pelota más directa?
Vamos a ver, tú eres hombre de fútbol y sabes muy bien que cuando faltan 10 minutos y necesitas conseguir un resultado mejor, si durante 80 no lo has conseguido de una manera, si intentas desarmar el conjunto haciendo unos cambios que no son correspondientes con la nueva forma que vas a hacer de jugar, pues lo más normal es que en los 10 minutos lo que el rival no ha conseguido en 80 te lo consiga en 10 y te meta dos o tres goles. Entonces nosotros en esos minutos finales hemos tratado de hacer un juego más directo, más apoyado en el pase largo y la llegada, y necesitamos que en el medio campo hubiese una contención para evitar el contraataque.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, man.
Thank you
for your
service.
David, two questions at that. Does he join us? Two questions.